Hello, everybody. It's me, your host, Lauren Lapid, a 22-year-old from the suburbs of Southern California, a recent-ish college graduate, and now a fresh New Yorker trying to adult in this crazy post-college life. You're listening to Rookies in the Real World, and in today's episode, we are going to be discussing one of the most requested episodes to date, how to make friends out of college. So let's get into it.
It's Rookies in the Real World. It's time for real talk on becoming an adult.
Okay, Rookie Gang, what's up? Hello, it's me. And if you couldn't tell, this is kind of a big announcement, which is why I sound a little nervous. But this is episode 24 of Rookies. And forgive me here if I ramble. This is totally unscripted. I am recording this at Tuesday, 9:10 p.m., which is several hours before this episode is supposed to go live, because I have some big news. This is the season finale of Rookies, and I will be taking a little bit of a break to curate content, get my creative juices flowing again. I think, you know, the last 2 months really of my life have just been this like big chaotic haze. And now I'm finally in a new space with really great roommates, and a lot is going on and things are just picking up, and I'm going back to LA for a few weeks where I just really needed to take a break. Like, I've been really burnt out. I'm feeling really creatively run down, and this podcast has been something that has motivated me to stay creative and to do fun things and to be innovative, and I've never wanted it to feel like a drag. And I'm not saying that it is, but I'm just saying that this break is so needed for me to continue putting out authentic content, because at the end of the day, that's what matters most to me. And if I don't feel like I'm in a state, like personally, mentally, emotionally, where I can deliver the best content to you guys, then I am doing you and this podcast a disservice. But I had always kind of known I wanted to do seasons because I love preparing content. You guys know I'm like such an overplanner, overachiever. And I just felt like this, after listening to this episode, I was like, this is the absolute best note to leave my listeners on, because it just is so uplifting. I'm going to get into it when I cut to the recording of this episode, but the girl that I'm interviewing, the woman that I'm interviewing, is just absolutely phenomenal. She is a light in my life, one of my very best friends, and I've only really known her a year, and we've probably only been close the last, like, what, like 8-9 months. And the amount that she's changed my life in that time is astonishing. And I know she's probably listening to this, like, crying or blushing or laughing or, like, all of the above. And the girls who know her and the girls that I've met through her, like, are all going to be such, like, simps and catching feels right now about this, because it's true. Like, I have felt so blessed to have these people come into my life. And from the start of Rookies, I sent out a bunch of surveys to my friends, families, colleagues, and one of the most requested episodes was how to make friends out of college, and I never quite felt confident enough to do this episode, because when I first moved, I didn't really have friends outside of college and was really sad and lonely, to be honest. God, this sounds so sad. I promise you guys, I'm a very happy human now. But a part of that shift and a big part of my New York experience has been all of the adventures I've had because of today's guest, Alana. And we talk about how to make friends in person. And then, given we're in quarantine and COVID, and that doesn't seem like an end is in sight right now, we talk about how to make friends online and get into that and how to sustain these friendships. And I just think that this is such a perfect note to leave this season on, because then you guys have however many weeks or months to put all this into practice. And I look back on everything that we've covered the last 6 months, crazy 6 months, and it's really incredible. I feel like I've grown a lot the last 6 months. You guys have heard me go through a move and a breakup and just my life in shambles. And I don't know, I'm really proud of who I am today, looking back at who I was when I first thought about this podcast. I mean, I'll probably send this episode, but my pod mom, actually one of my coworkers, She's the host of the Lunatics podcast, Lunatics Project. She's amazing. Abby, I love you. When I first pitched this podcast to her, it was a month before my now ex and I broke up, and we were sitting on the 35th floor of One World, and I was asking her about the podcast, and she asked me why I was starting it, and I was about to go through a breakup and like started crying at work. It was really embarrassing, but she was so gracious. But I just think about that, like the mess that I was when I first started this podcast and the imposter syndrome that I had. And now it's been 6 months and we're 24 episodes deep and almost 700 followers and listeners. And it's just crazy. I'm so thankful for you guys. And I'm really excited for what I have planned for season two. And I know I've probably rambled a lot longer. And you guys are just like, tell me how the fuck to make friends out of college, Lauren. And we're going to get there. And it's going to be amazing. But I just wanted you guys to know where my head's at, what's going on, and that this isn't the end. This is literally season one of however many to come. And don't worry, I am so excited to announce that we will also be dropping some bonus episodes. So my new roommate, Sam, is like so smart, so woke, just so put together. And we are going to have a voting episode, which I'm so excited to drop. So don't you worry, there will still be bonus episodes here and there. Because I know you guys are also dying to hear about the shit show that was our moving day. And as like a little spoiler alert, if this gives you any indication of how stressed Blau and I were, literally the day that we were moving, our street was closed due to construction, like literally only an hour or two before our movers were supposed to come, and we were stressed. So like literally, guys, if I know I've been quiet on social media the last 2 weeks, I've just been recovering. My body, my mental health has not been great because of it all, and I want to be candid about that. But I'm really excited to finally get into a better headspace, settle into this new space, and really what I'm looking at as like the next chapter in my life of being in New York City. And I'm going to take you guys on that journey. I just need a few weeks to have some rest and recovery and curate better content. I've been listening to your DMs and your comments and your suggestions, and I'm so excited to make season two even better than this first season was. And it's been incredible, and I'm so thankful. And listen, I appreciate you all. That giveaway that I've been hinting at, it's going to be dope, and it will be when I launch season two. So don't worry, I'm not going dark on social media. You can still DM me on Instagram. I've had people DM me on LinkedIn, which is crazy. I love it. Keep it up, guys. But really, before I dive into today's episode, which is honestly incredible, probably one of my favorite episodes to date, just know that I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I know I'm getting sappy, but this whole entire thing was ad-libbed. I literally just sat down and was like, how the fuck do I tell like the thousands of like people who have listened to this that I'm about to take a break? I don't know. It's scary, but I know you guys will support me through it, and it's going to be great. But yeah, season two, guys. Keep an eye out on social. Hit me up on my personal Instagram if you need anything. But it's going to be good. It's going to be great. And with that, I am beyond stoked to begin today's episode with the one, the only, the woman, the myth, the legend, Alana Doyle. So welcome back to Rookies, episode 24. This is month 6 of the podcast, and it marks almost a year and a half since I graduated from college, which is kind of insane. I feel like the amount that has happened in the last year and a half has just been wild. It feels like a lifetime from moving to New York, going through a breakup, this whole like COVID situation, the apocalypse, you know. So it's been an absolutely wild ride, and I'm so glad I've gotten to bring you guys along this journey with me and to just introduce you guys to the phenomenal people I've met along the way. So with that, let's get into it. Grab your drinks because it's time for another Wine Wednesday. Gonna take a little sippy sip here. I'm drinking a White Claw. Because the last Wine Wednesday got a little too rowdy, so this Wine Wednesday, we're going to be a little bit more responsible. It's going to be way less shambly and chaotic, but equally as entertaining. So the last 3 weeks have been filled with wholesome, helpful content. To recap, Rookies is a podcast that operates in four-week cycles as we cover something New York City specific 1 week, career growth the next week, and then general adulting the next, and then we cap it all off with a monthly Wine Wednesday, which is what we're doing here today. So this month for our New York City specific episode, I was joined by comedian and official New York City tour guide Tom DNYC, or his like real name Tom Delgado, to answer all of your burning questions about the city from like an actual professional. For our career development episode, Simran Prahar, host of the Working Gals Guide podcast, and I reflected on the top three things we've both learned in our first year in the professional workforce. Definitely go give her podcast a listen. She is amazing. And then last week on our adulting episode, we talked all about the importance of sustainability and supporting small businesses with Annie Law, host of the And Why Media podcast and owner of Line by Moi. And today we have such a special and important guest joining us to talk all about how to make friends and sustain friendships after college. She is my North Star, someone I consider to be one of the biggest blessings in my life. She has like the biggest smile on her face right now, and it's making me smile. She's truly one of the best people on this planet. Everybody give a round of applause to Alana Doyle. Hi, Lon.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Excited to be talking to you today.
My goodness. I am so excited you've come onto this podcast. You're like the perfect person for this topic. And just like given the last like year of knowing you, I just feel like I've known you for a lifetime. So I'm so excited for all of this.
Me too, and vice versa. It's been so great having you in New York and all the things that you've taught me. So I couldn't imagine a better person to be talking to about this with
you warm my
heart. As well. So it's so mutual.
Okay. Well, let me give our listeners a little bit of background around you, because I know that this is like our Wine Wednesday Girl Talk episode, but you guys, Alana is one of the most accomplished women that I know. So we gotta give her some kudos because she's just phenomenal. She is originally from Arizona, so she's also an East Coast transplant with me. She also graduated in 2019, but she graduated from the University of Alabama as the outstanding senior in public relations, having gotten her degree from Alabama's advertising and PR department, which was actually named PR Week's Outstanding Education Program in 2020, so she is literally killing the game. She was also PR Week's Outstanding Student of the Year in 2019, as well as the American Marketing Association Marketing Student of the Year in 2019. So she's just won a ton of awards, and when I hear the things that she does, I'm seriously floored because it's like incredible. She is so talented. In college, she just like was a certified badass. She did internships at amazing companies like Viacom, NBC Universal, and she's also a DG alumni. And now she is a media coordinator at Ketchum, which is how we met. You guys know Ketchum. It's where my roommate works, and it's also where I met Alana. So hi, Alana. Sorry for that super long intro, but I had to brag about you.
No, I appreciate it. You're making my cheeks rosy. I'm so honored. Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate it, especially coming from you.
Well, I like to start every episode with a little bit of an icebreaker. So if you could invite any one celebrity to have a sleepover night with you, who would it be and why?
Okay, yeah. So I thought about this a lot because I originally was like, oh gosh, I have to do somebody super famous, one of my like most favorite movies of all time. And then I really sat back and was like, no, who would I want to have a sleepover with? Like, who would I want to hang out with? Mm-hmm. And it just clicked. It would have to be Jennifer Lawrence. The way that she acts on the red carpet, the funny things she does, like, I think we would mesh well. Jennifer, if you hear this, give me a call. It would be so fun. We could have a sleepover. Like, can't you just imagine you and Jennifer Lawrence, like,
eating some pizza.
Yes, watching 90s movies, like, throw on some Clueless, maybe listen to some old, like, I don't know, Destiny's Child, singing into a hairbrush, like just having a great time. Like, I think that that is who I would choose just because having that down to earth energy, fun energy is what I would look for. So that's who I'd invite over for a sleepover.
I love that. See, I'm super basic. And I was like, I just really think I'd have a lot of fun with Taylor Swift. But I feel like that's like the most basic answer.
Taylor Swift? Like, that's so funny.
And like, I just really think that would be fun. But okay.
I would lay in bed. I'd be like, sing to me.
No, that's me truly. I'm like, please. Like, as I like take a Benadryl because I'm allergic to cats and she has so many cats. But here's how this episode's going to go down. We have gotten a ton of DMs on Instagram of just like really awesome questions that I've kind of divided into two separate sections. So interactions in person via your network, work, school. And then, you know, since it's 2020 and we're also in the middle of a global pandemic, we're going to have a section that's all about meeting people through internet and the apps. But let's like dive into how we met first, Alana, because I genuinely am so, so glad that we like met and became friends, because I can't like imagine my like New York experience without you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, and vice versa. I mean, we met like right when we both moved to New York. I think you were
Yep.
literally living in like Queens at the
Yes.
time. Yeah, like,
A
correct me if I'm
throwback.
wrong, but you were like, yeah, you were kind of like outside of the Manhattan directly area. And yeah, we just like clicked day one. And I think that it was really cool because we both were so active and ready and willing and open
Yes.
to meeting new people. So right off the bat, we were able to just
I
like
agree. I feel like our
fully
energies, this is gonna
commit.
sound so lame, yes, but like our like energies attracted each other. I like knew I was okay, this girl's like kind, wants to make friends. Like I feel like we can go grab a beer and it'll be so much fun. And that's like I feel
And
like
we
pretty much
did.
how the summer went. Yeah. So it ended
Yeah.
up working out so well. I feel like every morning, so at Ketchum where we met, we would meet up every morning to like go over like news on social media. And I remember Blau and I would always be so excited when you were there because you would just like lift the energy up. It's like 9 in the morning and you're like ready to go, looking great, like super peppy. And Blau and I were
Oh
like,
my
this is the
goodness.
energy we need in our lives.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I've been like trying to convert myself to be a morning person. I was like born and raised a night owl, so I'm glad. It's so
I
good
would
to
have never
hear.
guessed. Like, based on all of our interactions, I'm like, no, Alana kicks ass in the morning, and I could never.
I feel like I'm like morning and night person. Like I can do both. So
You're just like, you're
no
just an
sleep.
amazing human. But I, before we dive into like the in-person and online interactions, I do like really want to emphasize and kind of make a little disclaimer that making friends after college like isn't easy. You know, like as easy
Yeah.
as like Alana and I can talk about it now, like it takes a lot of time and patience because in college you are in this like safe little bubble that kind of forces friendships to happen. It's a much easier process since everybody is pretty much in the same boat. So something that I want everyone listening to kind of accept and be open-minded about as Alana and I have this conversation is that for most people, these are really awkward and uncomfortable at like at first and at times, but in order to make friends after college, that's just kind of a part of life that you have to accept and be okay with. It's kind of like dating. Like first dates are never like really that great and it takes time to like get to know a person. I think the same can be said about friendships. What do you think, Lon?
Totally. I completely agree. I think like right off the bat, you're not gonna get like, wow, that's my best friend, my soul sister right off the bat, but like developing that friendship, understanding a person at a deeper level, like learning about their life and their history, it makes such an impact. And then you guys can kind of like grow that friendship and mutual support for one another, like as time goes on. And so yeah, just like everything, it takes time and it takes effort for sure.
100%. So with that, let's get into it. How the heck do you do it? Somebody like actually DM'd in all caps. How the heck do you do it regarding like making friends out of college? So like besides the workplace, where do we go to make friends? We met at work. So I feel like that's
Right.
like a hard kind of thing for us to reflect on in terms of our friendship. But Alana, like besides the workplace, so how did you start making friends in New York?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to have an internship in New York the summer before moving. So that really kind of opened the doors of like what New York was like for me. I was able to maintain the friendships that I had built there through living in my dorm, so meeting them in my building. And then from there, you know, making friends at work. And then I think that when you look, like there's a lot of people that live in New York,
Yes.
right? So I went on my social media and I saw like, oh wait, like this girl that I was friends with 15 years ago lives here. I wonder if she'd want to get a drink. And we do. And we go out and we get drinks. And then she introduces me to three of her friends the next night because she was like, it was so good seeing you. Do you want to come out with us tonight? Absolutely. So I think it's just also just saying yes to everything,
Yes. Oh, that's such a good point.
going out of your way to even make that first step, like be the one to say, hey, do you want to go get drinks? Like you're not being a bother, you're not being a hassle. If they can't do it, they'll tell you. And I think especially in New York specifically, or like major cities for people in their young 20s in a similar age, we're all figuring it out. Like we're all wanting to meet new people. So more often than not, people are so open and willing to getting those drinks with you, even though it may be awkward because it's been 15 years
100
since you've
percent.
talked.
No, that's like honestly so true. Like when I first moved back, I think back to not back, I was never in New York, but when I first moved to New York, a girl that I had hit up, we met like sophomore year of college. We knew each other for a weekend. Like we met because of our sorority. And then, yeah, like lo and behold, 3 years later, I was like, I know we haven't spoken in forever, but hi, like, do you want to meet up? Like, I'm in New York. And she ended up becoming like one of my closest friends in the city. And so I feel like it's really just, you have to kind of like leverage those like second and third connections where it is a little awkward at first. But like Alana said, everybody's kind of in the same boat. Like, one of a common question we got on Instagram was, are people even looking for friends out of college? Because like they already have their college friends. And I would say, like, generally, like, people are always looking to like meet new people at this age and like expand their friend groups.
Absolutely. I think that, like, my opinion and like the general consensus of, you know, our friend group, Lauren, like the more the merrier. Like, bring them around. Like, if you are, you know, a good person, like you get along with everybody, you're willing to have a good time, you're open-minded, you're flexible, like, what, the more the merrier. Like, add to the group. Like, anybody's welcome. Anybody, like, you know, we all are doing really cool things. I think what's awesome about being in New York is, like, it's, I think it takes a certain kind of person to be there, like to make life work there. And it, for our friends, you know, I think New York, we all have something like to our core in common. And I think that's like kind of across the board with New Yorkers. So I think that yeah, just being fully open and willing to kick down like some doors to make those
Exactly.
friends is
It
vital.
definitely is like you gotta jump out of your comfort zone a little, but once you do it, you really won't regret it. Like, honestly, I was so nervous. Like, the first time, Alana, when we went out to Break Bar, I and like we did, like, Kristen and I fully went to the pregame and we were like nervous because we didn't know that many people. And we were like, okay, you know what? Like, maybe we'll just go to the pregame and go home. And then we ended up staying like the whole night out with you guys. It was
You
so
went to
much
the Jane,
fun.
right?
Yes, we went to the Jane. Oh, it
Yep.
was like so much
So
fun.
fun.
And
So
it was like,
fun.
if Kristen and I didn't like jump out of our comfort zone and say, like, yes, let's like put ourselves in this situation with a ton of people we don't know, like, it, like, honestly, I feel like that night brought us together like so much closer. And it was such a fun night. And so it's just like, yeah, like saying yes.
Yeah. And like being willing to be that person at the party, like, oh, I don't know you guys, but it's so nice to meet you. I'm Alana. Where'd you guys go? That's awesome. You have connections. Like, you will have connections down the road. Even if the connection is the person that brought you to the party, you can talk about that person. Like, oh my gosh, did you know that Lauren did this crazy thing last weekend? No, I didn't. Like, you guys can build connections on top of anything. Yeah. And like that night, it was super solidifying. Like, I'm pretty sure we all made a group chat after that. Like, it changes things up. And yeah, I think that like being part of the, like, making group chats and really like making sure you're getting numbers from people, you know? Like, you don't want to just be like, oh, she was really cool, and then leave. Like, you gotta take all
That's like
those
the
XYZ
beauty of
steps.
2020. You could find them on everything. But
We have that technology, huh?
we have no excuse. But Alana, I was wondering for you started going to that super fun like dancing gym. Did you get to make, I can't remember what it's called, but like, were
It's
you
called
able to,
305 Fitness.
305,
It's
there we go.
awesome.
I followed them. I was just like, I wish I could move my butt like that. But would you say
Same.
that like you were able to meet a lot of people through the gym?
Yeah. So, well, what I thought was like for like a two-part answer, like I got into 305 from Jillian, yeah, who you obviously also know. But she brought me to 305. She's like, do you want to go with me? So I think that the gym is a really cool place to take those work relationships or like maybe a little bit farther distanced relationships and like do something outside of your typical norm of like going out or getting dinner and drinks and like do something new. So she took me to that. So that's actually how I got into it. You know, I was doing ClassPass with friends and stuff, and we'd all just be meeting up all over the city with Kristen, as you were mentioning. Like, we would go to classes, like talk about going to classes and send like free classes in the city together. And yeah, 305 was really cool. I think fitness also just brings people together. It's like a common thing. And I started working there, you know, just 4 hours a week just to get free
Yeah,
classes. They have a
worth it.
program. And yes, oh my gosh, totally worth it. And they're so fun. And yeah, like the girls that I was working with at the time, like, were so nice. I was building those friendships. You know, I was only there a month before the world closed
COVID,
down.
yeah.
Yes, yeah. But for that month, like, absolutely making new friendships, following new people on Instagram, like getting to know what other people are doing in
Yeah.
the city. So, yeah, another great way to meet people that's outside of having connections already built or, you know, the workplace connections that we had talked about.
Totally. So, like, to the person who asked, like, besides the workplace, where do you go to make friends? Because like you're the youngest at work. I totally get that. And I really do feel like it was like gyms, like going to the gym. Shout out to Alana for bringing me to Grit Boxing, who's like now like one of my employers, LOL. But also,
Only you, literally only you, Lori. Goes to one class, now works for the company. Like, of
love
course.
them. Shout out Dylan and Adiba. Y'all rock. But I think also the beauty of being kind of fresh out of college is that like there are so many alumni events. And I mean, yes, there's going to be some people there that are like old enough to be your parents, as was the case like when I went to my first like Mason alumni event, but I did meet a few people who like had graduated in the last 3 to 5 years and like got their numbers. So like that was a fun way to meet people too. And I think if you were in any organization in college, like this goes beyond Greek life, like any sort of organization, tap into that alumni network. Like,
I
I don't
agree. I
know,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, like so many people through that. Like, so for example, even game day, like I went to the University of Alabama, so football is the religion there technically. And so every Saturday, I would go to the Bama bar in the city, and everybody that I knew from Bama was there. And I was meeting people that like knew people from other
That
people
sounds
at
so
Bama. Oh,
fun.
live DJ and all the great music, and like there are a bunch of kids that are your age group, or a couple years older that are all cheering on a team. You have something in common. And that was a great way to meet people or like build connections. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know you lived in the city, but I know that you were in XYZ fraternity and I was in the sorority and we know people in common. So it's a really cool way, like tapping the alumni groups. I'm also in like our New York City DG group. I'm an advisor for Columbia's DG chapter. Like
I didn't
getting
know that. Oh
involved.
my gosh, Alana. That's so
Yeah.
cool. What the
Yeah.
heck?
It's super fun. And I was like also super passionate about it. Like still am, I was. So it's a really fun way, like just to meet more people that have similar interests to you. So I like fully am gassing up the whole touching your alumni support groups. That's
I love
key for
that.
sure.
Okay, we got a question, and it is, what is easier, in your opinion, dating or making new friends?
Well, Lauren, you should, I feel like you should answer this one first.
I feel like, in a way, I feel like getting your feelings hurt by a girl that you want to be friends with sucks more than getting ghosted by a guy that you went on a date with. Because these boys don't matter. Whoever you're dating, like got like these people you're going like one-off Bumble and Hinge dates, like they don't matter. But like when you want to reach, when you like put yourself out there and like want to be like friends with a girl and like like have a friendship and have something deeper, it kind of hurts more to get ghosted. And I would honestly say they're both equally challenging in the city and they let you down in different ways. Sorry, that's like such like a roundabout
Both have their
answer.
pros and cons
Pros and
being on the other
cons.
side. There's
Yeah, and
pros to it too.
I will say I have made a few guy friends through like Bumble dates that like okay, there's no romantic spark, but like we could be homies. So like there's a pro there. Like I feel like there could be some overlap in dating and making new friends. But honestly, I feel like making friends just feels a little bit more like, I don't know, I get shyer about it. Like it's like harder for me for some reason. It's just
That is
weird.
such a lot. Oh my gosh, what? Well, you're great at
No.
making friends, so I'm sure you're killing it on the dating field too. So,
Oh no.
no, I
Everyone
mean, if
listening
we're,
is like, what's the
yeah.
tea?
Oh my God,
But
yeah, I know. I'm like, Lauren, drop it. No, well, for me, like, I actually spent the last year just focusing on myself and like, so I can't really speak to like the comparing dating and making new friends just because, yeah, I've spent the last year just like focusing on me and finding those friendships or people, guys or girls that just like are supporting me and cheering me on in my life and people that I want to do the same for. So I haven't really been like going out of my way with the dating field. Like if it comes to me, like awesome, but like I'm not on any apps or anything. I just kind of want to let like the universe like hit me the way it hits me. So I guess like my insight on like the comparing the two isn't maybe too helpful, but I think that as you were saying, like both have some element of hard times. But in the end, like it's so worth the risk. Like you will
I
never know
agree.
until you try. Like go out of your way. And like what? The worst thing they say is no, and you have a million and one other people that would either want to date you or be your friend, like on both ends of the spectrum. So
that's such,
you know,
a good
if they
point.
Don't, yeah, if they don't want you, like that's their loss, you know?
No, and I like love that. Like the worst they can say is like no, you know, like at the end of the day, like this isn't like life or death. There are millions of people in any given city. And like if somebody's not vibing with you or just seems like very exclusive and toxic, like you don't want that person in your life anyway. And there are better people that will be coming into your life. But absolutely. I kind of want to echo something that Alana said earlier, but like it, I feel like it's so easy to jump out of college and immediately like want to have like your soul, like you're not going to find your soulmate on like the side of the road, you know, but I feel like with patience and like the effort comes even stronger friendships. Like I feel like in the last like 6 months getting to know like the friends that like Alana has introduced me to, like obviously like it wasn't like I was added in a group chat, everyone was my best friend, you know, like it takes time to get to know a person. And I feel like you get more meaningful relationships the more effort you put into getting to know a person. And after time passes, like the love only grows. And so if you put in that effort, like the universe will be giving back. It just takes the patience.
Absolutely. I think like the mantra of our friend group right now is like manifestation. Like we are manifesting every single thing in our life. Yeah. No, it's and so I think it's really cool just like talking about, you know, like the girls that we've gotten close with over the last year, like the way obviously like everything shutting down and people leaving New York like made us growing our friendship harder, or at least like a different trajectory.
Different, yeah.
But I remember like a week after it happened and everybody was leaving and rushing home and everybody was so scared, like we were FaceTiming each other like regularly, almost every day, just to be like, how are you guys? How is everybody doing? Where are you at? Like we've been able to build a friendship that isn't just like the fun, let's go out, like have a great time. Like we are building a friendship that's just like, these are my concerns in my life and this is what I'm going through and here are my fears and this is what's happening. And we've 100%. Been able to really become more than being amazingly fun people. Like we also get to have this friendship that is so beautiful and supportive. And you know, I take everything with a grain of salt and kind of look at it with like a glass half full. And what a disservice it would have been if we didn't have the opportunity to like build that supportive groundwork for our friendship that makes me just even more excited to be back in the city altogether.
Exactly. There is so much substance. And I honestly, it's like I've known these girls for less than a year. And like, I feel like I've told like you a lot of things. Like my friends from home don't even know about me. And like you guys have like, you know, just like grown with me in a way that is so unique. And that's like the difference between like your college friends and then the people you meet after college. It's just a different chapter. So the nature of your friendship is going to be different. And so yes, it might take a little bit more time to grow, but I don't think that there's any friendship I've made after college that I regret. You know, like everything has been so, so much more fulfilling.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I think it's really beautiful even to look back on like different friendships you've had like across all the stages of your life. Yes. Like I'm sure that like your childhood friends are so different from your high school friends and your high school friends are so different from your college friends. And then, you know, continuing it on into the real world, it's just so different. And each one is just so valuable for so many different reasons. You know, as we were mentioning before, like different from college, like you don't have cliques of like, oh, I'm in the sorority, so all my friends are my sorority sisters. And, or I'm a VP of this organization, so like I have a lot of friends in this organization. Like in the real world, you're really able to be selective about like who you hang out with. Like you go get a drink with somebody and you're like, you know what? Like we didn't vibe, or like she treated the waiter like really poorly and it made me really uncomfortable. Or like, you don't have to, it's not like, oh, well, but I see you around. Every, like, oh, right. It's just like, hey, so great. Like amazing that you are who you are. We don't click, and I'm gonna go hang out with people that I click with. And it's just really cool, like the ability to decide who you want and, you know, in your life. And I think it's one of the cooler parts of, you know, quality over quantity or whatever, right? Yes, like,
100%. I feel like that's like the best way to sum up post-college friendships. It's all about the quality, less about the quantity. Yeah. And it's honestly, I kind of like it. I just feel like the friendships I've made out of college don't exhaust me the way that some college friendships did.
Right. Yeah, totally. I hear you on that. It's definitely, it's just it's a different dynamic. And I think that too, you know, what's different is that like college, everybody's doing their own thing. You know, you have friends that are like not involved at all. You have friends that are overly involved. You have friends that are like anywhere in between, you know, like you have people across the board. And in New York, like we all, I mean, so excessive, you know, we all have to be like grinding every day. We're all 9 to 6, 9 to 7 booked. We're all running and doing things. And on the weekend, we're kind of all on a similar schedule where we're wanting to do the same things on the week. The weekend comes around and we're like, we are getting dinner and drinks tonight. Like, you know, like it's not even a question. Like we're all kind of in a similar boat. We're in a similar timeline of the week. So it makes it, I think, easier for that sense too. It's not like having to balance all these different things. You're all kind of similar in that sense.
That's such a good point. So to kind of like sum up, I feel like our main takeaways from in-person meetings, it's like go to any and all events that have any sort of interest to you. And just don't be shy. Like make, even if it's like baby steps of like kind of like networking where maybe the first event you go to, it's like, okay, you want to get one person's Instagram and number. And then the second event, you want to meet two people. Like, I just feel like the baby steps, like don't discount them, you know, like you have to go at your own pace, of course, but it does take a level of effort that you did not have to do necessarily in college.
Absolutely. And like, I think that too, like going into it, like, maybe it's something that I do a lot, but I think self-validation is so key. Like go into it and just be like, I am worthy of great friends. Like I am a really great person. I'm a great, like, you know, like compliment yourself on the things that you know that you're awesome at or things that make you special, and go into it and be like, anybody would be lucky to, you know, kind of be my friend. Like
anybody would be lucky to be Lana's friend, PSA.
Not exactly what I meant, but I think that just reminding yourself, like
you're worth it.
You are worth it. And think about all the times that you've sat there being like, I wish somebody like would come talk to me and introduce me into a conversation so that I don't feel like so awkward sitting here. Like imagine how many other people are feeling that exact same way. Everybody can relate to that feeling of just like, okay, like I should probably start talking to somebody. Like, and if you could be that person, you are their hero. You are their savior.
Yes.
You didn't just help yourself out. You're helping out several people now, you know? So I think, like going out of your way and making that small talk, like, and self-validating, like this is the, like I'm doing an awesome thing by doing this. So
100%. Yeah. So let's get on to the digital world because there are so many questions about that. Because a common one is if you can't or like don't go to events, especially right now, like how else can you make friends? So this also ties along with like, well, we're working from home during COVID. Like, how do I meet new friends? And so I feel like to kind of start, for me, I have just made so many Instagram friends. It is so bizarre. Just like people that you follow on social media that like, you know, all of a sudden we all have a plethora of free time and everybody's just consuming each other's content. So just even just a little DM of like, hey, I've been following you. Like, I love your style. Like when we're back in the city, let's grab a drink or like, you know, just try to get to know them. I feel like I've made a lot of friends via Instagram DMs. What about you, Alana?
Yeah. I think that for me, like I've used social media to connect with people that I like knew before or I knew like that were in the city, even if we hadn't met. Like, hey, I know you're in the city. Do you want to get drinks? Like, I think social media is such a good tool. For meeting people. It's also a great way to say like post, you know, people post on their story, like polls or questions and saying like, hey, do you know anybody in the city? You know, anybody in the city that's like looking to get drinks or, you know, whatever you want to say that like makes you comfortable. But it's such a good way to like, oh, actually like my, one of your good friends from college may have like a best friend from home that's there. And then you get to go hang out with her. It's like, oh, if you like her and she likes me, like we must have something in common. So I think that you like just touching your network, even through like digital aspects is an awesome way 100%. To go about it. I know that's something that I've definitely done.
I agree. It's so funny, like over quarantine when I was back home, I pulled out my high school senior yearbook, Alana, and one
thing signatures.
Didn't. You I know. Did not. I was simping. I was like, I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like, and just the amount of people that, you know, it's like, oh, like, I hope we stay in touch in college and life happens and you don't stay in touch. I hit up like 10 people that I hadn't spoken to in like God knows how long, and like would just like send a photo of the yearbook signature and be like, oh my goodness, like this is too funny. Like, how are you? Like, it's been ages. I'm sorry I didn't get to keep up. Like,
let's catch up. And so I reconnected with so many people from high school. And it's so funny because today, just today, I opened my mailbox, Alana, and I got a postcard from a guy that I went to high school with who was doing like a coastal like bicycle trip. And we had reconnected because I was like, oh my God, look at your yearbook signature. And he was about to go on this trip and was like, I'll send you a postcard. And then he actually did it. And it like has reopened this line of communication with somebody that I hadn't spoken to since like 2015.
I literally do that all the time, especially when I come home. Like, whenever I come back, I'm like, you know what? Like, typically, I'm only here for like a week or so. So I like go fully out of my way just like to connect with people that I haven't seen in a long time that I just remember being like, they're just a really good person. You know, like that person was such a light in my life. Like, I would love to reconnect with them and like grateful for these last 5 months of being able to do that. But yeah, like being able to go on social media or like remember, like, oh my gosh, like that person posted something on their Snapchat story in Arizona, and like, oh, I haven't seen him in so long. Let's meet up. Like, I have one of my guy friends here that like we wrote a song together last week, and like I have
Oh,
like one of like he's awesome, and like I have other, you know, like other friends of mine. Like, we're doing things that I don't typically do, and we're reconnecting, and like we've had that relationship since,
love
like, for some of us, like since we were kids. Like, and the connection still moves forward, and like a lot of the time, like, I think as you get older, like social things of like high school or college just go really out the window. You like, they never really mattered, and now they matter even
Especially
less than
don't even
that.
matter, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even more do not matter. And instead, it's just like, let's reconnect with the person that I remember being really great. And I think, like, what, you know, I'm sure have when you've gotten a text from somebody like reconnecting with you, just like, hey, long time no talk, how are you doing? Like, it makes you feel good. And like, how great is it to be that person for somebody else? Like, wow, she went out of her way to ask me how I'm doing, and we haven't talked in a while. So I think that, again, being that first person to even send that, like, why not? Like, why not make somebody's day? So,
Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful way to look at it. Like, it really is a two-way street. Like, this isn't just for you guys. Like, this is for the people that they've probably thought about you too, you know? So it like doesn't hurt to take the leap and reach out. So, Alana, have you ever used Bumble BFF?
I haven't. I turned to all the other ways that we talked about first, and I have not yet needed to go the Bumble BFF route.
We got a lot of
Absolutely no shade
questions.
though.
Yeah, no
Yeah,
shade.
like absolutely, like do it. And if you're cool, but also, again, I don't even use dating apps, so I definitely haven't turned to one for like friendships just yet. But would love to know, like, have you used it? Like, do you have any like positive remarks?
So I've used it. I used it when I first moved because since I was in Queens, it was harder to like go out with all the girls in Manhattan all the time. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just connect with like some gals who are in my neighborhood and just get to know them. And Bumble BFF is so interesting to me because
I could only imagine.
it's like you have to re-engineer your dating profile to be what a girl would want in her best friend. So it's just a really like odd, like it was like funny. I'd be texting like my friends from home a photo and be like, does this look like a fun
Friendly but
brunch or
fun.
like, yeah, like friendly but fun, but like, do I look me like, is that my resting bitch face? Like, would I do I look approach? It's just like things that you don't think about. With guys, it's like, all right, thirst trap done. But like for these like girl profiles, it's like I want these girls to like think I'm hip and that I'm style. It's just like it's so much more effort
So
making a
much,
girl
yeah.
profile, and I didn't realize that. It's just so funny.
I
And
can't
I
even
don't know,
imagine.
it's
That
like
reminds me,
weird.
yeah, of like, you remember when you're like going to college and you're trying to find your like college roommates? I don't know if it was like this, and you have to go on like the Facebook page and be like, hi, I'm Alana. Like, I love to work out. Like, I don't. You know, like, but you're like, I'm
You're
super
like
fit,
auctioning
and
yourself.
I, yeah, like, love matcha, and I like want to like go out, but like still have girls' nights. Like, if you're like this, like, oh, I'm also from the West Coast. If you're from the West Coast, like twins, like, I don't know, like, let me
It's
be your roommate. Like,
100% that, Alana. It's that to the T.
it's that. That's exactly what it reminds me of. Like, saying all the things that you're like, is this it?
What
Like,
do
is
you
this
like
it?
me?
Like,
Like, do we
here's
have
all
this in
my positive
common?
features. Yeah. It's
It's
that's
like
exactly what it reminds me of.
it's like that. And you know, I will say there are probably only two girls that I like actually like made kind of friendships with beforehand.
Yeah.
before COVID, and then COVID hit, so I haven't seen them. But there are so many people. And I think it's also heartwarming because then you read these girls' like bios and it's like, I just really would love to make friends. And like, it's a reminder that we are all in this like kind of same confused, like apprehensive state. Like, you're not alone, and there's something like very reassuring about that. And like, yeah, like I've made a lot of great Instagram friends through it, and I'm sure like eventually maybe I'll meet up with them in person, but no shade to Bumble BFF whatsoever.
Yeah, and if it works for you, oh my god, I bet there's stories of people meeting like their freaking maid of honor through Bumble BFF. So like, oh, I'm sure. Honestly, whatever it takes for you to like get out there and make friends, and whatever makes you the most comfortable in doing it, all power to you. Like, do your thing and make it happen. Yeah.
Like, whatever you are comfortable with, like, don't, like, you know, like, if you really don't want to be on an app, like, you don't have to be on an app. There are a million ways to meet a person. So,
and if you don't want to be the person that goes out of their way at an event because it just, like, isn't your thing, it makes you, like, really uncomfortable, use the app. Like, do it.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, for me, like, I'm not an app person. I will talk to a wall without a problem person. So for me, I'm like, oh, I will go talk to a wall. Like, so, but that's what makes me comfortable. So every person's different, and like what makes them socially, you know, acclimated.
You'll find people that vibe with how you want to communicate. And absolutely. I think something that I have discovered over quarantine that I just have been so like happy about is just, you will find so many people in your niche. And like, this is going to sound so lame, but like, I am in a few Facebook groups that I joined over quarantine, like the Asian Creative Network and like Subtle Filipino Traits. And I have like made friends through commenting on memes with these people, like these strangers on the internet. It's like Brandon Lee, who was just on an episode, he and I met, we said via Instagram, but I checked, and we connected on Instagram because we met on the Asian Creative Network, which is a Facebook group. And now he's like one of my like favorite internet people. Like, we talk all the time. And it's like, yeah, Facebook, I guess, kind of has this like lame reputation for like Gen X or Gen Z. What are we? What's the new Gen Z? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Gen Z's the newest one. Yeah.
So like, I know most kids aren't on Facebook anymore, but don't underestimate the power of a Facebook group and like finding your niche, because those are people who are like cut from the same cloth as you, that you'll like you'll super vibe with. And I think that we're finally at a point where like having internet friends isn't weird. Like, Alana, do you remember like back in the heyday of like Tumblr? It was like, oh yeah, these are like my Tumblr friends. And it's like, it was kind of like a weird thing back then. But now it's like everybody meets through the internet, and that's awesome.
And I think what's really cool too is like, okay, sure, we've all been there. I'm horrible about it. I'm really trying to improve, but like, I sometimes am really bad with names. I try to repeat into my head like 7 times. Like, I really do my best. But what like happens is that like I have to like follow them on Instagram. Like, that way when I see their face to name, it's right then and there. Like, I think it's a really great way to like maintain that contact too. Like, it keeps me locked in on like who that person is, and it lets me like not forget about them. Like, oh my gosh, 100%. Wait. Like, my biggest tip for friendships is like following them on Instagram after, because it reminds you, keeps them around fresh in your mind. Wait, I met this really cool girl named like Caroline last week. I'll see if she wants to come. She said she wanted to go out and like meet more people. Yeah. So like, she's more than welcome to join in. Yeah.
No, it's,
and then you feel her out and see if you guys vibe. Yeah.
I think that's so important. And like, honestly, to all my podcasting girls who are like are listening to this, like, I talked to so many girls I met via podcasting, like on the daily, which is like crazy. Yeah. So it's like, really, you never know who you're gonna meet and where. And that's like the beauty of the internet. Like, there's no stigma anymore against it. So like, shoot your shot and like, go for it.
But oh my God, I'd be flattered. A girl like slides in my DMs like, hey, you seem super cool. Like, would you wanna get drinks? Girl, like, let's go. Where are you going? What time? Let's go.
I'm literally getting drinks with a girl on Sunday that I met on Instagram. And I was just like, this is so
fun. Were you like, oh my God, no. You were like, of course.
I was like, hey, girl.
Like, yes. Like, already sounds like we're clicking. Yeah. Like, let's go. Yeah. So
100%.
Just there we go. Like, some further validation for anybody that's wondering if they should slide into a girl's DMs. The answer is
slide into our DMs. To all of the girls listening.
We want more the merrier.
Like, let's go have fun and get brunch outdoors. It'll be great.
And be support systems for each other. Like, yes. Yes, let's just bring some great friendships. So
100%. But we are like getting kind of close to the end of this. And so to any listeners, you guys know what that means. Rapid fire takeaways. So Lana, don't overthink anything. Just like what first comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
What is the one piece of advice you have for anyone who is new to a place or new to a job and just feels completely alone?
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest piece of advice for them too is, you know, as we were talking about, like, go out of your way to make even just one friend. Like, I think one friend leads to 3 to 5 to 10. Like, it really does grow. Like, that one person will introduce you to their friend group. And then their friends will, you build those relationships and it extends to all these other people. Like, a huge, we're talking a whole pyramid scheme of friendship that can happen. Yeah, absolutely. I think just making that first jump and, like, if one relationship is what you're able to build at that time, that's okay. And build it.
100%. Yeah. What's the one piece of advice you have for who you were when you first graduated from college?
Oh, God, different person. I think that when I first graduated, I would tell myself, like, take a deep breath. This is going to be hard and scary and so different. And it's going to be a whole life switch, whole dynamic change.
Yeah.
But you can do hard things. You can do anything you set your mind to. So just branch out, go all out, and, like, jump into the deep end.
100%. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What is the one piece of advice you have for any fellow new grads or graduating seniors who are ready to make friends, like, after college, but they're kind of nervous?
Yeah. And first off, before the advice, like, feeling nervous and scared is valid. Your feelings are so valid and so many people feel that way. I think just telling them, like, there's so many other people in your shoes too, girl. Like, there are so many people that are feeling that way and you are going to find each other. And gosh, it's going to be awesome when you do, because you guys will all be like, wow, you're going to look back and be like, I can't believe that I got to build these amazing friendships with people that are just at the same stage in my life and going through it as well. So beautiful things will come if you bring them to yourself. So
totally. And then last one before we start to wrap, what tips do you have for sustaining friendships after college with people that you no longer see every day? Because it isn't like we graduate and it's like sayonara to all the people we care about, but it does take some effort to maintain those friendships. So what advice do you have regarding that?
Absolutely. So I actually, I was brought back to the University of Alabama to give a speech to the DG seniors. They have, like, one alumni come back every year and give a speech. And I was honored to be selected to give this speech. And that was the focus of my speech. I really wanted to talk about being somebody's moment. That's what I call it. Like, you know, when you're having a really bad day, like, you spill your coffee in the morning, you get a really mean email from a client at work, like, whatever the thing is, like, you are just, like, not having a good day. And somebody just comes by and says, hey, I saw you spilled your coffee, I grabbed you another one. Like, that changes your day. It was so minuscule and it was so small and it took them 2 minutes and it changed your day. And I think that making sure that, like, you're going out of your way to do that, to be somebody's moment, it's key. And, like, you can do that with your friends. Like, you're gonna have people, I'm, like, going off on a tangent, but, like, this is good. I'm really passionate about it because like, I've had friends from college that are, like, some of the most amazing people I've ever met, and they went into the real world and it just was such a shock and such a change, and they were in new places and they didn't know people. And just check in on them. There's going to be people that you see that are thriving. Check in on them. There's going to be people that you see that are not okay. Check in on them. Like, nothing is ever what it seems. So just go out of your way to be that person's moment. And just sending, like, that note that says, like, hey, I'm thinking about you. I love and miss you. Like, you never know what somebody else is going through. And if you can do that to sustain your relationships and, like, reach out with a deeper message than just, like, here's a funny TikTok I watched yesterday. You know, like really, really make sure that you're, send those funny TikToks, do not get me wrong. But, you know, like, make sure that you're also, like, pressure checking your friends and see how they're doing. Because it's going to be a crazy time.
I want to use this moment to brag about you one last time before we wrap up. But literally, I'm like, you're saying that, and I'm looking at my desk because on my desk is this little poster that Alana had mailed to our whole friend group that said, everybody loves a wholesome gal. And she sent one to each of us. And she also sent a little handwritten card addressed to us in addition to the like note she had addressed to the whole group. And just like the levels of thought that went into that. I like literally brought it back with me to New York, made sure that it was like in a folder, wouldn't bend, like I'm getting it framed. And it's just like, I was like in such a rut, like living at home again for the first time in years, just like morale was low at work. And, you know, and I was like lonely. I was so lonely. And like getting that in the mail, I kid you not, I literally like teared up. I was like, Alana. But it's just like shit like that, you know, where it's just like she was my moment. And like that moment is something that like I will not forget.
Thank you, Lauren. You deserve it. You've been a moment for me so many times. Like I have been through a lot over these last few months with COVID and, you know, losing a job for a minute there. Yeah. And it's been really, really hard. And like Lauren, you know, going back to brag on her, like without a moment of notice, she will literally hop on the phone and give me advice or tell me like, hey, this is what you should do. This is great. You should change this. Like giving me feedback and just helping me through like a really, really hard identity crisis part of my life. And I think that that is also just like to kind of circle it back to the whole friendship topic. Like that is what you should be looking for in this next stage of your life and your friendships. Like if you don't have a friend that will drop everything for you to help you through one of the hardest times in your life, like move on to find the next one because there's some really beautiful people out there that, that have the same values and will be that great friend that you need. So yes, thank you to Lauren and cheers to you cheers on this Wine Wednesday. Honey. Love you. Oh,
I love you. Alana, thank you so much for joining us. This has been such a like heartwarming episode. Like honestly, you
know, my heart's like incredible. Fluttering.
It's so fluttering. Where can our listeners find you? Because I'm sure people are going to listen and be like, I need to slide into this girl's DMs. So
oh my gosh,
where
it.
Can they find you? Instagram, yeah, LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean, all of the above. Across social media, it's just Alana Marie Doyle. AlanaMarieDoyle. Yeah.
Love.
Follow me, message me. We'll absolutely respond always. LinkedIn, it's Alana Doyle. If you want to talk about PR stuff, I'm always about that
she
as well.
She is truly a PR queen. You guys
touring and chatting about the industry, so I'm here as well.
If you guys liked this episode and loved Alana, which I'm sure you did, definitely like go follow her on Instagram, DM us, give us your feedback, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe. It means the world. And also to any of my sorority girls listening, if you guys want a bonus episode on like how being in a sorority has like benefited you, please like DM me and let me know, because that is something I've wanted to talk about with Alana for so long. And I know yes. It's a little bit more niche, so I figured it'd be a great bonus episode. So if there's any interest at all, I know that it's super easy to graduate from college and like people shit on you for being in a sorority when in reality, like that's not the case for everybody. Like, you know, like there is so much growth. And like, honestly, like you, I feel like you'd look at girls like me and Alana and like it's like, we don't fit the stereotype that people portray. And so if anybody out there wants that kind of content, let me know, because I would love to bring Alana back for it. But
absolutely,
Alana, thank you so much for this. This was
thank
what
you,
I needed.
Lauren.
This is like truly what I needed this week. The last few
therapeutic.
Weeks have been
yes,
abysmal.
Therapeutic.
So this truly was.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Rookie Gang. Go give Alana some love. She deserves it.